Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi and Bebfe hanging with you guys here on this Tuesday afternoon. 40 minutes from now, we'll hear from Nick Kostos with his thoughts on last night's Lions win over the Ravens, as well as his team, the New York Giants, turning to Jackson Dart as their new QB1. That news coming out earlier this afternoon. Russell Wilson to the bench. Jackson Dart, the rookie, you're up, buddy, for the 0-3 New York Giants. Nick will break that down coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. 20 minutes from now, though, we'll take a look at the Heisman Trophy betting market, where Oklahoma QB John Mateer is the favorite at 7-1 over at BetMGM. I'll let you know who's still the bet to be made right now heading into this upcoming weekend in college football. A massive, massive weekend in college football. Cannot wait for this Saturday. A lot of great games, even Friday, to be quite honest. I'll have bets in both of those Friday games, FSU, Virginia, and the other game as well. So cannot wait to get into some Heisman Trophy discussion in the next segment. But joining us right now, like you did yesterday, filling in for our guy, executive producer Bill Zimmerman, it's our guy, Mr. 340 himself, hanging with us at 320, the great Tyler Morales. Tyler, how we doing on this Tuesday afternoon?
Pretty good. A lot of headlines today. We were texting each other throughout before the show. It felt like news was breaking left and right. The only thing we were missing was like LeBron James retiring. Got so many random news bites we got during today. But everything's going well. Excited for the baseball playoffs. We haven't talked about it much. I have some postseason takes that are like percolating. I've been in the lab the last few days. A couple teams I want to target, but we'll talk about it throughout the week. But it's a great time in sports right now, so no complaints on my end.
Absolutely a great time in sports. A lot of complaints on my end, as I think many people heard in the last segment. Once again, I apologize. My dog Willow, who we've now had for a week, is now finding her voice. She used to be shy and sleep and just chill. Now she's finding her voice. She wants to participate. She wants to wagertain. I told her to wagertain her ass outside. Hopefully everything is all good to go. We'll check in on her coming up in the next break. But I just cannot function with that happening right now during the show, and I don't think anybody else appreciated that. So let's continue with the program. Tyler, what's the number one thing we need to know this afternoon?
ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that the Giants are planning to start Jackson Dart on Sunday against the Chargers. Brian Daboll benches Russell Wilson after an 0-3 start and a real ugly performance against the Kansas City Chiefs, where the fans were chanting for Jackson Dart to play the fourth quarter. The Giants are 6.5-point underdogs at home against the Chargers. Nice, easy start for the rookie, right, Femi?
Oh, my goodness. Like, this is going up against a Jesse Minter defense as your first opening side. I mean, like, that is not how you want to draw it up, but also, too, to be fair, it needed to happen. And this needed to happen earlier this season. In fact, it needed to happen opening day. Why was Russell Wilson ever the starter? We talked about this in August. Hey, Jackson Dart, like, looking like he can somewhat function. Everything looks to be okay. Like let's just go out there and play the kid, because eventually you're going to play the kid. That's just how these things go. Russell Wilson was not going to save Brian Daboll's job. And I said that when they signed Russell Wilson earlier this offseason. It's been so obvious to anyone who's paying attention to what Russ has been over the last few years. He is cooked. He's washed. It's over, especially behind a bad offensive line. It's not gonna happen. So the Giants doing this, to me, this is Brian Daboll kind of last ditch effort, throwing the Hail Mary saying, my goodness, can Jackson Dart please work out? Because if Dart works out, guess what? The general manager, Joe Shane, and the head coach, Brian Daboll, probably save their jobs because they at least can point to progress when John Mara calls them into the office at some point this season and says, why do you still need to be here? So Jackson Dart is their last chance to be that guy. I just don't think he is that guy. Like, the preseason's one thing. Now this is the regular season. Like, these quarterbacks that go in the 20s, tends to be more so teams reaching than those guys end up being like steals of the draft or whatever. Because if you're that good, you usually go in the top 10. And if you're not that good, then you go in like the second or third round. These guys in the 20s, think about your Kenny Picketts, your Paxton Lynches. Like, I don't know about those kind of quarterbacks. So I think that this is going to end up egg on the face of both Shane and Daboll, but they got to try it. And the fact that they're trying it now means that they're incredibly desperate. Now, as it pertains to Offensive Rookie of the Year, well, I mean, this is when things get a little bit different, right? Because now everyone's talking about Dart. The market has moved. Like, the Dart craze is here. He was 30-1 a couple of days ago, down to 15-1. Now he's plus 750 in some sports books. He hasn't played a game. And he missed out on 3 games. I don't think that this is a guy that's going to win this award. If he's great, I'll be the guy that puts my hand up and says I was wrong. But I don't anticipate that happening. I think that this is end up going to be people chasing steam, and all of a sudden in a couple of weeks, Jackson Dart's going to be back out to 20-1, 25-1, especially if things go how I think they're going to go on Sunday when they take on the Los Angeles Chargers. Tyler, hit me with the next one.
Cowboys owner Jerry Jones was on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas earlier today and talked about if there was any extra motivation to beat Micah Parsons and the Green Bay Packers on Sunday.
Of course, I have said this time and time again. I'm think the world of Micah, and as an individual, and of course know him well, and I might say I wish him well, except it's obvious I don't this weekend in terms of Green Bay winning the ball game.
Yeah, I mean, Jerry also called him Michael a few times during the interview. Jerry wishes him well, but I don't know if I really believe that. It's going to get ugly for your Cowboys on Sunday, isn't it, Femi?
I actually believe him when he says he wished him well, because like Jerry actually loves his star players. Like he even said himself, I don't wish him well this Sunday, which I think is the proper way to go about this, because yeah, like, he's going up against his Dallas Cowboys. Unfortunately for Jerry, it doesn't matter if you wish him well or not. Sunday might be a disaster. It might be a bloodbath, and the whole country's going to be watching when the Dallas Cowboys trot out their banged up offensive line, because as much as we're talking about CeeDee Lamb, and rightfully so with his high ankle sprain, which the Cowboys still believe that they can reevaluate in 2 weeks and see where he's at, guys, he's out for a month. Like, let's just stop the charade. He's going to miss 4 games. But like, there's a Lamb injury. That's one side of it. Quietly, the Cowboys' interior offensive line is crumbling down like a house of cards. Their center, Cooper Beebe, injured his ankle against the Giants in that win. He's out for 6 to 8 weeks. And now their rookie right guard, Tyler Booker, who they drafted out of Alabama, he is now dealing with a high ankle sprain to where he's now out 4 to 6 weeks. So you have your starting center and your starting right guard hurt. And now you're facing the Green Bay Packers pass rush that has been terrorizing quarterbacks for about 3 weeks. Like, this is a bad, bad setup for the Dallas Cowboys. Micah Parsons, I think he's going to play this game like this is the Super Bowl, and this is like the greatest thing ever. Like, they're so motivated, especially with Green Bay coming off of a loss. I don't like this setup for Dallas, and the betting market reflects that. This is now 7 in a bunch of sports books. I don't even know what, I mean, 7.5, I start to think about, okay, is Dallas a play here? But at 7, I kind of think this is just right. And if I had to bet the total, which I'm telling myself no more totals, especially after last night, another total going down the drain, I'd actually lean towards the under in a Cowboys game, because with no CeeDee Lamb, I think this Cowboys offense is going to go from really fun to now mediocre. And I do believe that Green Bay is just going to suffocate this game and take the air out of the ball and just professionally take care of this Dallas Cowboys team. So I right now think the market's just right. I think that the game is going to be entertaining if you're a Cowboys hater. And for me as a Cowboys fan, it's going to be a nightmare, but not as big as the nightmare that it's going to be for Jerry Jones, who I'm sure we'll see about approximately 147 times as the Green Bay Packers are dancing all over the star come Sunday night. Tyler, hit me with the next one.
After 21 seasons, Oklahoma State fires longtime head coach Mike Gundy. It was getting real bad for Oklahoma State of late. They lost 11 of the last 12 games, put up an all-time bad performance, and they lost to Tulsa last week. In 21 seasons, Gundy compiled a 170-90 record, one Big 12 championship, and 18 straight bowl games. He put together some really, really good teams people probably forget earlier in his career during his tenure as head coach. And, of course, gave us the legendary I'm a man, I'm 40 press conference.
Yeah, I mean, Mike Gundy, obviously what he did at Oklahoma State to keep that team competitive for so many years, like, you got to applaud that. But, I mean, sometimes it's just, it's up, you know? Time is up. And Oklahoma State felt the time is up right now, because for a guy that was there for two decades, also played for the school, usually they let you finish this thing out. But, like, Oklahoma State had to realize it's not happening. And if he continues to be the head coach, we're going to have donors or people who are in the NIL collective lose faith in the program, because that's what things come down to now in college sports. Like, if you have a head coach that people just do not believe in anymore, got to get him out immediately, because money talks now, and you need money to participate and to compete in college sports, especially at a Power Four program. And earlier this week, like, don't think that Mike Gundy's comments didn't lead to this, because Mike Gundy said, yeah, like, I expect to be back here at Oklahoma State. Like, I'll be here as long as they want me here. And until they don't want me here, I guess I won't be here. Like, those comments, kind of him like setting the table, thinking that I'll be back. I'm going to finish out my contract. I got 3.5 years left. I think Oklahoma State heard that and were like, yeah, no, like, we can't even like make people believe that this guy is coming back. So let's just fire him right now. We know we're going to do it at the end of the year. Let's just rip the Band-Aid and do it right now. So for Gundy, yeah, that's how things go when you lose 11 of your last 12 games and have lost 11 straight games involving Power Conference teams. Like, that cannot happen after starting off 1-2 and losing to Tulsa this past weekend. Like, Oklahoma State losing to Tulsa? Like, what the heck is going on out there in Stillwater? Now, turn things over to this Saturday. Does it not set up to be like a dead cat bounce spot? Like, I feel like that's where we're headed. Baylor at Oklahoma State. Cowboys right now catching 21. They might be catching 21.5 by the time we finish this segment. I think a lot of people are anti-Oklahoma State, and I get it, but the dead cat bounce spot is tried and true. I will be on the Cowboys, not the Dallas Cowboys, the Oklahoma State Cowboys this weekend when they take on Baylor. Tyler, hit me with the next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I can't believe this is a real headline that I'm about to read here. Colorado head coach Deion Sanders was on Travis and Jason Kelce's New Heights podcast and was asked about the best advice he's given to his son Shedeur Sanders as the Browns' backup quarterback.
You got to be ready when it's time. But when it's time, you're going to know. And it's coming up.
There we go.
You know, I got a prediction. I ain't telling nobody. I got a feeling when it's going to go down. But it's going to go down this year.
It's going to happen. All right.
Yeah, he's going to get a shot.
The best part of that, he says, I have a prediction. I'm not going to tell anybody. Then just tells Travis and Jason Kelce that, oh, it's going to be this season. Deion thinks he's starting at some point this season. Femi, are you aligned with Deion's comments?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to start. But, like, just why do you want to make these comments? Like, this was so unnecessary. It was not needed. And if I was Shedeur, I'd be like, bro, dad, like, you got to stop, man. Like, focus on Colorado. Deion is a head coach of a Power Four school. He's got bigger fish to fry. Like, focus on Colorado. Guess what? You got BYU coming to town this weekend. How about your game plan for that one instead of going on the New Heights podcast? Like, and I love it for us, content standpoint, because it's funny, it's interesting. But like, this does Shador no favors. Like, let's temper the expectations. Let's cool things down a little bit before we talk about Shador taking over as the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Now, I would say if I'm Deion and everyone else that's out there wanting to see Shador play, might have to wait a little bit long because Cleveland's coming off a victory. And Cleveland's defense, by the way, having played Lamar Jackson, having played Joe Burrow, and now having most recently played Jordan Love, in all three games, they've looked pretty good. The competition's going to take a severe step down from those quarterbacks over the course of the season. If this defense is as good as they've looked in the first 3 weeks, maybe Cleveland's actually competitive. And maybe Joe Flacco holds onto his job a little bit longer. But even if he doesn't, the next guy in command is Dillon Gabriel. We don't know what Dillon Gabriel looks like. He might be good. Like, you know, if Gabriel's good, we're not going to see Shador Sanders. I tend to think he's not. So I think we will see Shador, but we don't know that. We're not in between those white lines. We're not in the building and seeing what's going on in Cleveland. So like, this was just completely unnecessary. And if Shador plays, I hope he plays well because, man, all the pressure that's being put on him to succeed, like, I wouldn't want that on any rookie quarterback, let alone a fifth round rookie quarterback. Tyler, hit me with the next.
The New York Liberty parted ways with their franchise's winningest head coach, Sandy Brondello, after New York's first-round loss to the Phoenix Mercury. Brondello was the Liberty coach for four seasons that included two WNBA Finals appearances and one WNBA title. This news comes as a surprise to most people. Femi, what were your thoughts when you saw this?
Yeah, this is kind of a stunner. I was surprised that this happened because, like you mentioned, Tyler, they just won the title. And I get it, the way that they build their roster, it's a super team with Stewie and Ionescu and Jonquel Jones and all these players. Like they're supposed to be like the Golden State Warriors from like the late 2010s. Like, that's how they built this roster out to be. And it came to fruition last year when they won the title. This year, it just didn't happen. And the biggest reason why it didn't happen is they were injured the entire season. Season starts, things are going well. The Liberty, great. Jonquel Jones goes down with a knee injury. She comes back. Breanna Stewart goes down with a knee injury, and on and on and on we went. They were injured the whole year. It's one of the reasons why we bet Phoenix to win the series prior to the start of last round, because New York, zero continuity, zero chemistry playing together, whereas Phoenix, they've been playing together all year long. Which one of these teams is going to win? I'll take my chance with the plus money and the team that has the home court advantage, and that's how it played out. I think this year was more so bad luck with injuries as opposed to Brondello not doing a good job. They would have been among the favorites again next season if she came back. So Joe Tsai and that ownership group, maybe it's just a quick trigger, but I think they got this one wrong. She's a damn good head coach and already won them the title just last year. Tyler, hit me with the last one before we head to break.
The Padres clinch a playoff berth last night after beating the Milwaukee Brewers. Right now, the Padres are slated for the fifth seed and would play the Cubs in the wild card round if the playoffs started today.
Yeah, I'm looking at right now the Padres' price to win the pennant. They're 7-1. Yeah, I'm good. I'm not doing that. Like we did this whole thing last year. I don't want any parts of the Padres. Congratulations on them making the playoffs. In fact, tonight, I think this is the champagne spot. Team has the bubbles out. They're doing the whole thing, bottles, everything. I think we bet Milwaukee tonight to win tonight's game because I don't think the Padres, after last night doing it in dramatic fashion in the 11th inning, they're not going to be right tonight. Those dudes are hungover. Bet the Brew Crew to beat San Diego later on tonight. On the other side, we break down the Heisman Trophy market here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Tuesday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Femi Ebebefe hanging with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll hear from Nick Kostos with his thoughts on last night's Lions win over the Ravens, 38-30, as well as his team, the New York Giants, going with Jackson Dart as their starting quarterback this Sunday when they take on the Los Angeles Chargers and for the foreseeable future. It is the Jackson Dart era in New York, and we'll see how it plays out starting this Sunday against the Bolts. That is coming up in 20 minutes. Right now, to wrap up this hour, let's turn our attention to college football. Let's talk some Heisman Trophy. Cannot wait to get into this conversation because I do think there's betting value ahead of what is a monster week in college football. And as we always do, we start with the favorite in the betting market. And right now, the favorite is Oklahoma quarterback John Mateer, who is coming off a big win over Auburn this past Saturday in Norman. Mateer led the game-winning touchdown drive, scored the game-winning touchdown on a run there to give the Sooners the lead for good as Oklahoma remains unbeaten. Now a top 10 team in the AP poll as Mateer sits at plus 700. But as you've heard me say over the last couple of weeks about John Mateer, the schedule is difficult. That's one thing. Oklahoma's win total still 8.5 despite the 4-0 start. They're plus 115 to make the CFP because, hey, he's got some marquee games that are on deck, which are opportunities to impress, by the way. They don't have to be losses. Some of them can be wins. And if they're wins, those are like almost like counted as double given the competition. But they have Red River against Texas. They have Ole Miss, Tennessee, Alabama, Missouri, LSU. Very tough games on deck for the Sooners. That's one part of the equation. The other part of the equation is his stats. His efficiency numbers are not that good. In fact, they're nowhere close to what Heisman Trophy numbers look like. Right now in the country, John Mateer is 36th in QBR, which is the main efficiency number when you look at quarterbacks, a QBR of 74.2. In the win over Auburn, his QBR was 65.8, the lowest it's been this season. Once again, he makes awesome plays. People seem to like Mateer quite a bit. He's got the whole money line Mateer thing going. But right now, I think he's just the favorite because someone's got to be the favorite, right? And John Mateer has won a couple of big games, one over Michigan and another one over Auburn, both, by the way, at home. Let's see if he can do that on the road. But I think that's mainly why John Mateer is the favorite. He feels like a false favorite to me, to be quite honest. I don't buy it one bit, and I'm looking to take shots against Mateer as we've done over the last couple of weeks. Now, where are the marquee games this week? Of course, Happy Valley is the number one game that we're all going to be looking at. Oregon at Penn State. And you know how I feel about Oregon's quarterback, Dante Moore. We bet him before the start of the season when we did our Heisman predictions back in July. I said Dante Moore is the bet to be made. 25-1, 20-1, bet Dante Moore. It's down to 12-1. So like, I don't think people have like missed the boat on this thing. Now, I wouldn't necessarily bet it this week, perhaps, unless you really feel strong about Oregon. Like, if you believe Oregon's going to go in there and destroy Penn State or just win the game and Moore's going to play well, then yeah, you should bet 12-1 because guess what? He's going to be the Heisman favorite this time next week if those things happen. But I still think you can potentially wait on Moore just because, according to the betting market, there's a good chance they lose the game. And if they lose the game, that 12-1 probably is 20-1, 25-1, and we're back to square one, and you can go ahead and bet some Dante Moore then because Oregon will be favored in every other game the rest of the way. Now, we talk about quarterback efficiency. Dante Moore is 13th in the country when it comes to QBR, so a little off the pace, but not too far behind. And after a couple of big performances, can get right into the picture of where Heisman Trophy winners typically land with that statistic. His team is awesome. Win total of 10.5, so you don't have to have the team concerns like you do with John Mateer in Oklahoma. Oregon's minus 325 to make the playoff as opposed to Oklahoma, who's currently sitting at plus 115. And he does have a couple of marquee games on deck. Indiana now a marquee game, which the Hoosiers are going to have to go to Eugene. That'll be a tough game for them. And then you also host USC, a marquee game. Oregon-USC, always a fun game for West Coast college football fans. So Dante Moore, unless you feel really strong about Oregon this Sunday, or so this Saturday rather, I would not be betting Dante Moore this week. I would never bet the other quarterback in that game, Drew Aller, who right now at BetMGM is 30-1. On the surface, hey, Penn State's a national title contender. Drew Aller's favorite on Saturday. Oregon, a 3.5-point dog, as Penn State's a home favorite in the whiteout game. 30-1. That sounds like a bet, right? Like, what if Penn State wins the game? They're favored to win it, and Aller plays well. Isn't that price going to drop down a little bit? Yeah, probably. 30-1 might become like 20-1, 15-1, something like that. But Drew Aller's stats suck, man. Like, his stats are terrible, and they played nobody. That is alarming as far as I'm concerned. They've played Villanova, these other scrubbed schools in football. Like, their schedule has been cupcake soft. This is the first test game for Penn State of the year. And you would think when you're playing a bunch of nobodies, you would put up some big numbers. Well, it's been the opposite. Drew Aller, through three games, they're coming out for the bye, but through three games, he has a QBR of 38.8. That's out of 100. That ranks nationally and think about how many programs we have, about 120 plus programs in college football. Drew Aller's QBR ranks 106th. Does that sound like the Heisman Trophy winner? Doesn't sound like it to me. And Drew Aller has been very polarizing. I know some people in the NFL love Drew Aller. They say this is the next guy. He's a franchise quarterback. I don't really see it. Just watching college football, being honest, don't see it at all. Like, I don't think he's that good. And I think he just plays on a really good team. And just because you have a really good team, it doesn't mean that you deserve to have a Heisman Trophy winner. That's not how these things go. So for me, I would pass on Drew Aller entirely. I would not bet him. Even if Oregon loses the game and Penn State wins, I still don't think it's worth a bet because I don't think Drew Aller is going to win the Heisman Trophy. What about the Alabama and Georgia game? We have, on the Georgia side, of course, Gunnar Stockton coming off of a really impressive game against Tennessee a couple of weeks ago. Georgia's off the bye right now, but a couple of weeks ago, Stockton was nails out there on Rocky Top, leading Georgia from behind to win that game in overtime. Well, Gunnar Stockton's team is a 3-point favorite at home against the Crimson Tide, total 52.5, and he would make some sense. And if you feel really good about Georgia in the game, maybe put a little bit on Gunnar Stockton. I don't really have like a strong opinion with that game, at least early in the week. Maybe I'll get there on Saturday, but I think right now Stockton can definitely win. His QBR is 7th in the country. I just don't necessarily think that people believe he's the best player in the country. Like, I don't think people are going to be able to get there with Gunnar Stockton winning the Heisman Trophy. There's like a bias against these Georgia quarterbacks. Like, we saw it with Stetson Bennett. We've seen it with other guys. Are we really going to give Gunnar Stockton the Heisman? I don't really think so. So I would pass on Stockton, even though at 14-1, favored in a pretty big game. QBR, that kind of checks all the boxes. Other marquee games on deck against Auburn, Ole Miss, Florida, Texas, Georgia Tech. Like, I would still shy away from Gunnar Stockton. Now, the quarterback on the other side, his contemporary, Ty Simpson for Alabama, he is 20-1. I think Simpson has a chance. Now, I don't want to bet it once again because I don't have a strong opinion on the game. He's 15th right now in QBR, and the Tide are catching 3, total 52.5. I think for me, I just don't really believe that the team is going to win enough. They feel like they're like a fringy kind of playoff team. The win total's 8.5. Feels a lot like last year's Alabama team, to be quite honest. Maybe they finished 9-3, and we're arguing Alabama versus some 10-2 team from another conference. I think that's where we're headed with the Crimson Tide. Plus 120 right now to make the CFP. I think I'm good on Ty Simpson, although you can make the case because the numbers, they might be able to be there. And if they win this game, that 20-1 is going to be like 7-1, 6-1 in that range. He will be among the favorites, might even be the favorite to win the Heisman Trophy if Alabama beats Georgia. A couple of other quarterbacks that I find really interesting before we get to the guy that I do like, and we saw some big movers. One of them, Fernando Mendoza of Indiana. This one, like the ship has sailed. Like, you missed the train if you wanted to bet Mendoza around that like 50-1, 40-1, 30-1 price. Now he's down to 9-1 at BetMGM. I don't like Indiana on Saturday. Just like a spoiler alert, I do think Iowa covers the number. Maybe Iowa even wins the game. But Mendoza's numbers are awesome. He's coming off a really, really strong game. 14 touchdowns, 0 interceptions so far on the season. Win total now 9.5. And maybe there's like a groundswell of support for him because everybody loves this Indiana story. I'm just not going to get there because at 9-1, the move has already happened. I don't think I need to go ahead and chase that move. So there's other guys that we can look to. And then finally, TCU's Josh Hoover, he's at 15-1. They're a dog on the road at Arizona State Friday night. Nice marquee game for him, standalone game. He is 8th in the country in QBR, and his numbers are also sick. I just don't believe in TCU as a team. Win total 8.5, plus 400 to make the CFP. They got some marquee games, Iowa State, BYU on deck, but Josh Hoover, I just don't think he's going to win the Heisman. I think everyone's just trying to figure out, like, all right, who's the guy that's having the big game or whatever in a standalone spot? I don't think Hoover's the one. I think that move, yeah, it was justified to go down there, but now that it's down there, nah, I want no interest. Which leads me to the guy that I think you should bet. And spoiler alert, it's the same guy you should have bet last week and the same guy you should have bet the week before that. It's USC quarterback Jaden Maiava, who's 20-1 right now at BetMGM. Maiava makes too much damn sense. And this morning, I added more Jaden Maiava. We are getting close to, like, burn the boats territory with Jaden Maiava to win the Heisman Trophy. His numbers are sick. I mean, last week against Michigan State, and I know it's Michigan State, and everyone says, oh, the competition's bad. Whatever. Drew Aller's playing bad competition. His QBR is 106th. All right. So like you can't knock Jaden Mayava for doing that. His QBR first in the country at 95.5. USC's win total now 9.5 plus 250 to make the CFP. And quietly, everyone's starting to realize how good this USC team might be. Lincoln Riley appears to be back. Lincoln Riley kind of looks like the guy that we saw when he was taking Oklahoma to the CFP and almost took USC to the CFP, if not for a loss a couple of years ago to Utah in the Pac-12 title game. RIP the Pac-12. But why I like Jaden Mayava this week, again, as a bet, look at the betting market for Saturday's game at Illinois. 6.5-point favorite, total 59.5. I don't think that total is high enough. I think that bad boy is going over. I think Mayava continues to put up big numbers. And just for a fun comparison, first four games of Caleb Williams' 2022 season when he won the Heisman Trophy for Lincoln Riley at USC, 1,054 passing yards, 9 passing TDs, 2 rushing touchdowns. Jaden Mayava this year, 1,200 passing yards, 9 passing touchdowns, 4 rushing touchdowns. Neither guy threw an interception through the four games. He is outpacing Caleb Williams, and he is number one in every single quarterback metric that is out there that's measuring quarterback play. Jaden Mayava is not getting enough attention. We've been talking about him here for 3 weeks on You Better You Bet, and we're going to continue to talk about him after what I believe he will do this Saturday against the Fighting Illini. Mayava, 20-1 Heisman Trophy bet ahead of this upcoming weekend. On the other side, Nick Costos joins us with his thoughts on the Lions' win over the Ravens and Jackson Dart era beginning for the New York Giants.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.